All right, Nick, did you find that last segment informational?
Yes.
Okay. It's nice to have a doctor tell you it's all right. Just do this,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the
His
ones
idea
that
of
know.
The Vulcan greeting thing, too, was really good. I can't do it, though.
Got it good. I can do it both hands.
From what I understand, it's like people that can roll their tongue or not. Like, you can either do it or you can't do it. That life is, like, divided by... Yeah, but see, you can't cross your fingers over. You got to do it. It's got to be a full break. There you go. Like that. Okay. We can kind of do it.
I got a suggestion for you, Brian.
Yes.
As you're approaching someone, just give them a little wave from about 4 feet out. Like, hey. Like,
oh,
hey.
Like the royal thing.
Yeah, the royal thing.
We could just do this. Just,
hey, what's up?
I like that one.
Yeah.
These are all ideas, by the way, just of fighting that impulse. If you are probably male, probably of a mm-hmm. certain age, all your life you've been told it was the polite thing to do in a business setting is to shake a hand. And, of course, then once women kind of broke through that glass ceiling and got into the workforce, same thing. But it's ingrained, right? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. That's one of the first things I taught my kids when they were growing up when we went out in public was how to shake a hand.
Look them in the eye.
Look them in the eye, shake their hand. That's right. So
I think the millennials all figured this out by accident, right? No eye contact. No, you know, they don't leave their rooms.
People are healthier, all that stuff.
All right. Hey, in the studios, those recognizable voices belong to Nicole Bateman and Ryan McCready. At 8 o'clock this morning, there was a press release that was sent out. I heard from Ryan last night. We had a nice conversation. I want to start this. I don't want to be sad or maudlin, right. But it's like it's sad and happy at the right. same time. You are leaving.
That's right. So this morning it was announced that I've been appointed president of the Springfield-Sangamon Growth Alliance over in Springfield and Sangamon County, which is an economic development corporation. I will begin my duties over there in early May. It was a very, very tough decision for me. It does get me closer to my family, which I'm excited about, but, transitions are never easy, but what made it a lot easier, to make this decision were a couple things. One, I know what's in store for this economy in the next 5 years, and what's happened in the last 5 years will pale in comparison to what's going to be happening here in the next 5 years, without a doubt. And two, knowing that Nicole was in her role and able to just continue to do what she's really, really good at doing, and then just being an outstanding leader. And so I feel very, very good about that too. And Brian, you and I have talked a lot about my idea of regionalism with economic development and growing the entire economy of Central Illinois. Neuhoff Media is a perfect example of why we need to do that. And this is really going to anchor both of these two communities with two individuals that have worked together for a long time. So that'll be good.
Well, let me first of all say thank you for your years of service mm-hmm. to our community, both as city manager and president of the Economic Development Corporation. I hate to lose brain power. I like people moving here and staying here. Whenever there's a conversation about leadership, I always think, you know, hey, why would you not want to recruit the best and the brightest? And if you've got internal people that can do that too, great, even better.
Right.
But you've done an awful lot for this community, and I consider you a friend. I'm personally sad to see you leave, but I'm happy for anyone when there's an opportunity for them to do something in their life
sure.
that's good for them. I think yeah. Sometimes we can be selfish as community people going like, oh, don't leave us. Thank you. Good luck
thank
to you in this new
yeah.
role. I couldn't agree with you more, though, that it's like you're just going to be a cousin rather than a brother or sister, and you're going to be over there working together
right.
because what's
yeah.
what's good for Springfield is good for Decatur
right.
and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
To Nicole, congratulations as now named the new president of the Economic Development Corporation. It must be an easy transition when you know I've got this really incredibly bright person that can pick up the reins and not
yeah.
skip a beat. That makes me happy from a selfish community perspective that we're
right.
not going to have a vacuum or have to start mm-hmm. over, because you're able to do this. So, sad, but happy, and congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a week of mixed emotions for sure, but I'm honored to have the opportunity to continue the work that we've been doing as a community. You know, certainly the past decade, of course, much of this started before I was in the community marketing manager in Midwest Inland Port role. But it's an honor to lead the charge now. And like Ryan said, we've been working on this regional idea for several years and really started with solidifying a contractual relationship with Champaign County EDC. And so now to be able to strengthen that with, you know, using our talents across the board and having, you know, formed such a strong, solid relationship with Ryan and working for him over the past couple of years, that won't change when he moves to a different EDC. Now it's just going to strengthen that effort, which is great for
all of us. And I realize that you'll be polite about this, but we are in all of these, most of these markets throughout Central Illinois. And for the first time in my lifetime, certainly the first time in 24 years of doing this show, I feel like Decatur is ahead of most of these markets in their efforts. And 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would not have said that about Bloomington Normal or Springfield or certainly Champaign-Urbana. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like in a lot of ways. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. What other communities have noticed, and particularly Springfield and Sangamon County, is that a coordinated economic development and community improvement effort can really have big returns for the community. And this alliance in Springfield is barely 2 years old. It was just started. They've never had anything like this in Springfield. And so really it's another opportunity for me to go in there kind of in the ground floor, and they have an outstanding staff. But
it sounds to me like they're asking you to go what you've already done here. I mean, from a selfish point of view, from a community point of view, I think we are often our own worst critics, or we have like sort of this syndrome about, you know, we're not good enough. But Nicole, do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I think Bloomington Normal and Champaign-Urbana and Springfield are facing challenges they didn't have to face maybe 20 years ago.
Right.
And because of our ability to sort of overcome adversity, I mean, I think in some ways we're ahead of the curve.
Well, maybe we've had more practice of that in the past.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so candidly, and now we have found tremendous ways to reinvent this community and to be a really huge player now in the global economy. And you know, we're really just getting started, but those communities, I think, are definitely taking note and frankly are starting to recruit some of our talent. And, you know, but it's such a good opportunity.
It's a good sign.
It really is a good sign. Yeah,
it is. This community is the most resilient community I've ever been a part of. And the people here are extremely proud, and they should be extremely proud of what they have done. But I hope in the last 10 years, we started to realize the potential that the community has. And Decatur has a global impact every single day in what goes on here. And you should never underestimate that, because the power of this community, the power of the workers that exist here is absolutely amazing and unparalleled. When you look at the gross domestic product that comes out of Decatur compared to other communities, it's off the chart. The value of the goods and services produced here, the people that live here, one thing I realized right away when I came here to be city manager is people in this town would walk through a brick wall for you if they needed to. And that type of loyalty and commitment isn't something that you see anywhere else. And so I'm eternally grateful for what they've done for my family and I the last 11 years here in Decatur.
No doubt about it. And I heard the story earlier about the cool things made in Decatur, and Caterpillar's still in the running. And, and you know, if we're just going sheer size, we win this thing, right?
can literally steamroll over there.
That's exactly right. All right, I got to take a break. Come back and talk about the future of EDC. Also, we're going to get you guys' perspective on just the financial impact of what we're going through, what the world is going through. But certainly, we're in sort of uncharted territories right now with this coronavirus and what it's meaning for suspension of life as we know it for the time being, and there is a financial impact to all of that. And you know, what's the business side talking about, and beyond just what the stock market's doing? I mean, you can follow that hour by hour, and it's just a whirlwind of crazy. But what it means for local small business owners and the supply chain management. We had Bart Jennings on us with this Monday. You know, you know, people don't think about how much stuff's made in China and gets shipped here. People don't think about pharmaceuticals. They don't think about how everything gets to where it gets. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and congratulations once again to Nicole Bateman, your new president of the Economic Development Corporation. Brian is now, well, he's not playing for the other team. He's going to be a partner in his
new role
in Springfield.
That's right.
Taking the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Hello, I'm Tandy. My mother was brutally murdered by her boyfriend. Scott Reeder worked hard to make sure he was convicted and sent to prison. Scott will work just as hard as state's attorney of Macon County. Please vote for Scott Reeder on March 17th.
Hello, I'm Scott Reeder. I have 35 years of criminal law experience. Victims of crime in Macon County deserve an experienced attorney who knows that the pain suffered by victims is real. I would appreciate your vote on March 17th. paid for by friends of Scott Reeder.
Hello, my name is Philip Tibbs, and I am running as a Republican for Macon County State's Attorney. Law enforcement needs an effective partner heading up the state's attorney's office to prosecute offenders in a serious and aggressive manner, but also to show compassion when required. I have established a reputation for being tough, determined, and open-minded. There's a need for a state's attorney who possesses creative thinking and firm solutions to ordinary and unique cases. I am that person. Please pull a Republican ballot on March 17th and vote Philip Tibbs for Macon County State's Attorney.
Paid for by friends of Philip Tibbs.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ibora, and I'm asking for your vote on March 17th for Macon County Circuit Clerk. If elected, I plan on bringing fresh, innovative ideas, along with positive ideas to enhance the taxpayer experience when dealing with the Circuit Clerk's office. I plan on bringing quality service and work to improve relationships with all agencies to better serve our community and reduce government costs. On March 17th, I'm asking you to vote for me, Jennifer Ibora, Macon County Circuit Clerk.
Paid for by friends of Ibora.
Nothing like being busy all day at work and then finding out your dryer is now dead. And we had been limping along with a leaky washer. We hit all the stores and got to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World right before close. They gladly helped us out even after the doors were locked on a Friday night. We found a great deal on an Electrolux pair on sale and a buy one, get one free pedestal that saved us over $300. Plus, saved another $100 on a mail-in rebate and a free 10-year protection plan. Oh, and the best part, next day Saturday delivery at no extra charge. Not one load of laundry had to wait. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true story that happened here in Decatur within the past month. We have the largest appliance inventory in Central Illinois and the largest appliance installation team to match. Find a sale item marked with a red tag and we'll get it to you the next business day or even on a Saturday. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, live in the palatial studios tomorrow, back at it. We've got our education spotlight. We've got folks from Brinkouter coming in. We'll check in with Pastor Matt. Right now, Ryan McCready and Nicole Bateman. Ryan with a new position in Springfield starting in May, heading up their economic efforts over there. Nicole named today the new president of the EDC. Do we have any idea the global financial impact of as we're watching this unfold? I mean, it's kind of easy to look at an NCAA tournament and go, this is going to cost this much. It's the ripple outside of that. Do we know?
But we don't know what it's going to be, and that's what's really scary. I think a lot of it's going to be determined by the duration of what has to happen. I think the initial actions that have really begun yesterday with trying to limit the spread is going to create a large immediate economic shock, but my hope is that by doing that, they avoid a situation where the economic impact trickles on and on and on forever. We'll have to watch also the monetary and fiscal policy decisions by central banks like the Federal Reserve banks, the central banks in Europe. That will impact interest rates and inflation and other things like that, which and it'll impact currency values, which impact the values of imports and exports. And so there's a whole lot of things to try to figure out. The oil prices are going to have an impact also between what's going on with the virus and then the battle in OPEC between the Saudi Arabia and the Russians. It's just another, you know, another thing in the mix there too. We didn't need right now. All that's to say is we don't really know. I'm just hoping that decisive and hard action now will limit the duration of the impact.
I was just reading, just announced that the Princess cruise ships are going to shut down all operations for 2 months. You know, that's 18 ships. It may be the right decision, probably is, but that's a lot of people impacted beyond just not people going on cruises. But when we look about supply chain management, we talked about this with Dr. Jennings on Monday. Are companies understanding now that maybe they didn't everybody's going to look at how they're getting stuff wherever they're getting it differently after this. I mean, is that a fair thing to say?
Absolutely. They're going to have to. The risk management and of their supply chains and channel partners is going to be much different now because of this, because it may not be as diverse as they thought it was. And what I hope is that after this issue gets solved, and not to underestimate the impact of it, but in the long run, this could be an opportunity to onshore a lot more manufacturing. And I think Decatur, and with Nicole's leadership, they'll be well positioned to take advantage of that if that's an opportunity.
Well, supply chain management is a huge part of our life that no one knows anything about unless you're in that business. I mean, I'm sure you've learned a ton, from the Children's Museum to the expert on supply chain management. People just we just take it for granted. I mean, as people, I can order this, it comes to me. My medicine will be there. Those surgical masks are going to be there. That Purell is going to be on the shelves at the store. My food is going to, all this stuff that we sort of take for granted, it has to get delivered. And you see the fragility of that when this kind of thing happens.
Exactly. I think we first got a taste of that, when we were talking in the impact of the tariffs. And when people realize that your component parts or your refrigerator, how that's going to impact the consumer, then people started to really kind of think about that. Companies clearly thought about that. But now we look at, so not just tariffs, but now a major virus, stemming from our China, which is where we get a lot of products, is really making people think twice about, and people that weren't necessarily in organizations and companies where their supply chains were affected by tariffs before. Now this is, this doesn't discriminate. Everybody will be impacted.
No, you look at the Los Angeles port right now, and it looks like a ghost town.
Oh, it
and
is.
That's going to impact every human being in one way.
I mean, they're sailing blank ships just to keep containers moving, and the same blank planes. I mean, it's crazy.
All right. Well, guys, congratulations once again, Ryan.
Thank you.
And thank you again for all you've done for this community. Springfield's lucky to have you back. And Nicole, incredible optimism about your future leadership. I think we're going to do great things. We just got to get through this together right now, and everybody pulling in the same direction, and community leaders getting the message out there. But thanks for stopping in today and doing this in person. I really do appreciate
it. Well, I appreciate what you've done for me professionally, personally, but also what you do for the community. And having you and the team from Neuhoff Media here is a big benefit to this community. So we appreciate that.
All right, guys. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.